sheep's clothing. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm sure you probably have heard that Winston Churchill had great fun with this quotation from Scripture when some of his colleagues said he had much to fear from one of his political opponents. He said about the opponent that he was a sheep in sheep's clothing, that indeed he had nothing to fear about him because beneath the exterior there was in fact no great political power. It was a marvelous put down, certainly slightly arrogant and not particularly generous. Would that that were the case with all of us, that beneath our sometimes gentle exteriors, we could say that inside there's also a gentle disposition. Today challenges you to meet you and me to look inward, to look inside and to see what is there in our hearts that is a falsehood or lack of truth, the false prophetic inspiration that we're following.
I vetoed both the CR and the debt ceiling bill, and the next day at noon, large portions of the federal government shut down. Almost 800,000 workers were sent home, disrupting the lives of millions of Americans who needed their applications for Social Security, veterans benefits, and business loans processed, their workplaces inspected for safety, their national parks opened for visits, and much more. After the vetoes, Bob Rubin took the unusual step of borrowing $61 billion from retirement funds to pay our debt.
Have I mentioned lately this is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza? Tonight may be Ken's last ever radio extravaganza from 6:30 until 7 on Tuesdays. It is entirely possible that next week, if you listen here from 6 until 7 on Tuesday, 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock on Tuesday, you might be listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Will you be able to tell? Tell on a webpage. Information, counterfolk.com/last ever. Or search on the internet for Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. And now.
On January the 11th, 1983, I took the oath of office for the second time for the Lark Line. But from 10 miles north of there, I had actually won the state. I was elated and profoundly grateful.
I told him I was sick to go home. So he said he would fix that. He gave me a ticket and $90. Then he gave me a big dinner. Pahushka had a strong heart. He put me on another big fire boat We were on the water 8 days. I was sick part of the time, but I was not sad because
what
I,
is it that is
I told
in
him
us
I was sick
like
to go
ravenous
home. So he said he would fix that, my vision. There was hunger among my people before I went away across the big water.
Wolf that would destroy not only our own integrity, that's like a ravenous wolf.
Unencrypted faxes and phone calls transmitted over microwaves and satellites, which NSA was still very capable of intercepting. But other targets had switched to far more complex communication systems, circuit encryption, fiber optics, digital cellular phones, and the internet. The problem was spending vast amounts of money, time, and expertise to develop ways to penetrate the new systems while not overlooking the old systems.
They say that money can't buy happiness, but you would think $5 trillion would make a dent.
Their gates are all potential places for power.
So the point is that we cannot know how this unexpected number of parallels are going to play out. But the truth is, if we have a long enough list, we'd expect those parallels to be there.
That would destroy not only our own integrity, but those we love and care for.
Change can have a very positive effect on someone's life. Nothing else, just moments, one after another.
After New Hampshire, the rest of the primaries and caucuses came on at such a pace that the kind of retail politics New Hampshire demands became impossible to replicate. Substantially, interest rates would remain high, preventing a sustained, strong economic recovery. Al Gore strongly agreed. But as we discussed how much deficit reduction we needed, I was concerned about the short-term drag that some feared might occur.
Because the Washishus did not give us all the food they promised in the Black Hills Treaty. They made that treaty themselves. Our people did not want it and did not make it.
Especially between presidents, where in fact lots of famous data in fact is known.
Instead of living so many years ahead of each day.
And then after we've looked inwardly, we have to point outside and look outside.
clearly, economic policymaking, at least in this environment, was not science.
Another wonderful example of this is in the avenue, the scientific study of twin studies. Now, twin studies are significant sources of information concerning the nature versus nurture issue. Nature versus nurture, of course, refers to the question of the extent of which personalities of people are determined by genetics versus upbringing.
Yes, the Washishans who made it had given us less than half as much as they promised.
Is coming down. McIntyre was helping a fellow employee named Ruth, who were disbanded in 1970 and never replaced. As United 93 got closer and closer to the White House, covering a mile every 7 seconds, Cheney conferred with Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and then asked Bush to order the United jetliner shot down.
And if it was art, it had to be beautiful in the eyes of the beholders.
Locals were fascinated by this powerful civilization. As the historian Albert Harani has documented, the 18th and 19th century saw European-inspired liberal political and social thought flourish in the Middle East.
We need to look, yes, at our church leaders, at our political leaders, as our business, our education, our labor leaders, Jim, to see what is there in some of the things that we, that they say, that would point to something that's not true, that's false, that would devour the human spirit. I think there's one reality that seems very dominant in the culture and the society that we all share today, and the word is
Robin. One of my assistants is eating a great-looking salad, so I ask her to order one for me. Then I start returning calls that came in while I was out, including one to Bob Tisch, owner of the Giants and Lowe's Hotels. The Tisch family has been a tremendous force for good in New York City, and I like Bob a lot. Most of the people I know don't take lunch hours, so when I return calls at lunchtime, it means I actually want to talk to them.
How to get a job you're not qualified for.
Reginald both found fascinating. We did some campaigning with Jeb, separately and together. Jeb is an inspired speaker, and in truth is the best in the family. But don't tell the others I said this. If you don't tell them, they will never know, as they told me before, that they did not read my other book.
I talked to Ashley Cooper, director of Trump National Golf Club at Bedminster, New Jersey, for an update on progress.
Take that answer and double it.
The colonial era of the late 19th and early 20th centuries raised hopes of British friendship that were to be disappointed.
At the time, however, there was still a chance that the plane might be saved.
I've been one of those people who never go anywhere without a thermometer, a hot water bottle, gargle, a raincoat, and a parachute.
Well, in fact, lots of experiments have been done where we have a set of twins that were for some reason separated at birth and raised completely independently
in the bond market. A week later, we held a second meeting in which I abandoned middle class tax cuts, agreed to look at savings in Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and supported Al Gore's suggestion of a broad-based energy tax.
Emergency teams are working in New York City and Washington, D.C. to help with local rescue efforts.
Called a BTU tax on the heat content of energy at the wholesale level.
Everything they can to resist the advance of freedom. And I mentioned who they are. And such as the one that Osama bin Laden unleashed on us.
So the people were hungry before I went away.
For NSA, day had become night in attempting to switch gears from fighting the Cold War to fighting terrorism, especially terrorists operating independently of foreign governments.
Al said that while the BTU tax would be controversial in states that produce coal, oil, and natural gas, it would fall on all sectors of the economy, lessening the burden on ordinary consumers.
Easy, quick, a quick fix on all our problems and all our difficulties and all our worries and concerns.
I had my hair done one day during this period, and the nice young man told me casually that his partner was an alcoholic and had AIDS.
So that slaves could be visible, because there was a problem with slaves. They mingled in many work sites, you had free labor and slave labor working together, and they would often then, you know, begin to form common sentiments and interests and all that sort of thing. And one of the ways they always tried to distract the plebs, the Roman plebs, the Roman proletariat, was by giving them the fear, spooking them about the slaves. The slaves, watch out, you know. Oh, that leader, he's really going to free all the slaves and he'll get you and all that sort of thing.
We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
One of the realities is that many people today are searching for spirituality. And they're searching in all kinds of ways, some good, some not so good.
Mitchell said, You can get some limited cell phone stuff where you have access to people using cell phones on the ground. You can get a little bit of cell phone stuff from space, but not as good as we'd like it. It's getting better, but it's hard. The bad guys are pretty disciplined about how they use it.
After weeks of intense lobbying, Al Gore cast a tie-breaking vote in the Senate to pass our budget. On August the 11th, the House defeated the new crime bill, 225 to 210, on a procedural vote, with 58 Democrats voting against it and only 11 Republicans voting for it.
If I had it to do over again, I would go places and do things and travel lighter than I have.
I appreciate so very much the members of Congress who have joined me in strongly condemning these attacks.
And slaves would often even show up at the forum and shout out at the assembled and all that sort of thing. So they wanted to put the slaves in their place.
But it was worse when I came to Prison Creek. My people looked pitiful. There was a big drought, and the rivers and creeks seemed to be dying. Nothing would grow that the people had planted, and the Washishus had been sending less cattle and other food than ever before.
But people expect that it is possible to be holy in the same way you can go into a store and buy a product. Just put your money down, and right away something is given back to you.
Should be afraid in the coming election year of asking our friends and our Democratic friends, are you worse or better off than you were 4 years ago? One thing I don't think any of us better should be afraid in the coming election year.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago?
Not it. You just put your money down, and right away something is given back to you.
Be easier for you to listen to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza than it will be 4 minutes from now. You will be better off than you were 4 minutes from now. And I don't think we should be afraid to ask our friends, will you be better off if you listen to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza on the internet? Those people who can spell the cryptic word counterfolk.com/last ever can listen to the shows that they've missed. They can listen to shows. They might not believe the shows ever really happened, but they can listen to them anyway. And they can listen to them with other people. They can listen to them again. They can choose not to listen to them. And they can go to their favorite search engine. They can type in Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. And they can send email right at this moment to just say, I listened today. Send email to ken@counterfolk.com. Or go to the website I just mentioned and send email from there. And just say, I didn't listen. I wasn't listening to you tonight. I didn't hear any of it. And I just wanted to email to tell you that. If you'd like to let me know that you're not listening by phone, you can do so in a couple of minutes, and then never again. If you're listening to the archive of this, then ignore what I'm about to say. The phone number is 512-472-5667. This has been a live production, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, improvised and brought to you every Tuesday night, and beginning next Tuesday, most likely beginning at 6, going from 6 until 7, every Tuesday night, and always and forever on the internet as well. Here at Co-op, K-O-O-P Austin, which is concluding its broadcast day, it's going off the air, and it's coming back on the air tomorrow at 9 a.m. The views that you hear and see and speak don't necessarily reflect those of anyone but those people who are saying them, and KVRX is taking over 91.7 FM now. Thanks for listening. And thanks for listening.
But the truth is, the reality is, to become holy, to be spiritual, to be a person like Jesus of Nazareth is not instantaneous. It takes discipline and hard work, in addition to lots of grace, a huge amount of grind, a huge amount of work is necessary.